The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in broadcast history and a podcast. I'm Dr. Steve, and this is a special urgent broadcast regarding an anticipated breakthrough in COVID-19 testing. Here's my interview with the folks at 2020 BioResponse.
You're listening to Weird Medicine.
On the phone, we have Ron Baker and Jonathan Cohen from 2020 BioResponse, a company that is soon as to release a COVID-19 antibody quick test for field use. Jonathan is founder and CEO, and Ron is national sales director. Thank you, gentlemen, for being on the show.
Good to be with you.
You're welcome.
So people are appropriately concerned about this virus, and one of the major issues has been lack of testing for SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. So your announcement that you were coming out with this test came somewhat as a relief, to put it mildly. Tell us something about this test.
Sure. So this test, which was developed in China during the height of the incidence in that country, of course, that being the epicenter of the current pandemic, is basically configured not unlike a home pregnancy test. So this is a technology, it's a very mature technology known as lateral flow membrane. And it uses antibodies, part of the body's immune system, to detect other antibodies in the blood, namely two of them, called one IgG and one IgM, which are known to be elevated following exposure to the coronavirus.
Right. So just for our audience, IgM are antibodies that are developed early in disease, and then IgG are these so-called, you know, protective antibodies that develop later. So I'm assuming with this, since you're testing for both IgG and IgM, that you get separate results for those so that you could tell someone that maybe had a recent or current infection from someone that had a resolved infection. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's correct. So we actually right now have agreements with three different suppliers from China. Two of the three present the results. In one case, it's two bands on the same strip. And in the other case, they're actually two strips.
I see.
There are some would argue that having two separate strips is a better way to go. Yes, you can see each strip or the value of each, the level of each antibody separate.
And what's the testing procedure? Is this some complicated test for clinicians to do?
It actually couldn't be easier. It's a finger stick. The individual is asked to touch a pad at the bottom of the strip. A few drops of buffer are added to dilute the sample and permit wicking. And then in a few minutes, you see the control. Hopefully, you see only one stripe, which is the control, that shows that that there's no defects in that particular product. And if there's another stripe light that lights up, then that is concern, and there would be some need for some follow-up testing in that case.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of the test. It looks just like a urine pregnancy test or a rapid strep screen. So,
right.
So, do you have any feelings?
The beauty of this is it can be done in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's incredible. Do you have any sense for how long it takes for people to develop the IgM antibodies? In other words, once someone's been exposed, how long before your test turns positive?
Yeah, I want to point out, we did not develop these tests. Our role is really to source them from the
believed
to be the best sources in China. There are many companies, I will point out to your listeners, that there's a lot of companies, especially in China, but perhaps outside of China, that are now marketing very similar products, or if not identical. So we, based on decades of experience of our management team in diagnostics, have worked very hard over the past few weeks to source what we believe to be the most reliable manufacturers with the best data. We're going to be implementing our own quality control program as well, both in China and in the United States. We rely on the data from both of the manufacturers as well as in the general literature. But to answer your question, most of the reports suggest that the IgM is elevated about 4 to 7 days after initial infection.
Okay. So, one question I had about this is, okay, so now this thing rolls out on a major scale in the United States. When people have, let's say, a positive IgM test or even an IgG test with this, what's the protocol for follow-up? I'm assuming this qualifies more as a screening test, so we would always want to do something more specific afterward, or is that true? And then would these results be reported to some database at the federal government or the WHO to add to the number of positive cases in the United States?
Those are excellent questions. So we're not, we just received a green light from the FDA late Monday night with some guidance. They assessed this type of test and believed it to be, based on the low complexity of it, they felt that at least for sent to medical professionals, we were given the green light. So we're not able to recommend a protocol. You may see, however, other organizations from either the U.S. government or possibly the WHO may recommend particular next steps. But in general, obviously, more information, more accurate information is a good thing. And people can take the steps that they believe they need to take to protect themselves and their families and those around them.
Absolutely. So the U.S. increased its case count by 3,551 cases yesterday. I just checked the WHO sitrep. And how much of that is due to increased testing, do you think, rather than necessarily increase in viral load in the community? Or do you have a feeling for that?
Well, for one thing, we know that there was a shortage of available tests to begin with. So I think the more test options that become available, the more reported cases you'll see.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, let's talk a little bit about the accuracy. What's the sensitivity and specificity of this test? My audience is pretty sophisticated, but we'll go over what those mean.
Sure. So, once again, as reported by the manufacturers, they range at the top level of the sensitivity of 98%. Most of them are reporting those sensitivities to the lowest I've seen is 88% in one case. So those are good numbers. Just by reference, I was on an industry call yesterday of leading academic groups and industry groups that are involved in this emergency. And apparently, the sensitivity of the swab test, which are the gold standard, the molecular test or PCR test, is only 80%.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably due to the fact that a lot of the virus, which mainly infects the lung, may or may not always present in the nasal passageway. So,
right.
Again, I haven't seen any publications on that. But if true, in any case, these it appears that the blood test, blood, you know, being circulatory in nature, may end up identifying disease that could be missed by the swab. And there is a manuscript accepted for publication by a group of leading respiratory professionals in China, including Wuhan, the epicenter, and we're happy to send that to you, Steve, that suggests that this type of testing approach is optimal because of false negatives inherent with swab testing.
Sure.
Nasal swab testing.
So let me explain what a sensitivity of 98% means. That means that only 2% of people who have the disease would be negative in that sense, and or who have antibodies. Mm-hmm. It depends on if they're looking at sensitivity based on disease or just presence of antibodies, and those two things, you know, could be slightly different. But in general, that means this is a highly, highly sensitive test. And then the specificity on your website is listed as 92%, 91 point something percent, which means that only 8% of positive individuals will test negative. So go ahead.
Yeah, that was just, and the realistic thing is that John had mentioned that the swab tests, the PCR based technologies, you know, being the gold standard, but there's an absolute backup with patients who have been tested and are awaiting results, and this is national.
Yes,
we've talked to many people both on the laboratory. In laboratories at the State Department of Health, County Department of Health, who all say the same thing, that people are now waiting 3, 4, 5 days for the results. And that's causing a lot of concern, which makes, you know, tests like we're offering, these type kits, makes it really a godsend to help alleviate this crunch.
Yeah, I think this will be very useful in clinical practice, and is really it's a great relief that you all have been able to source this to the United States. When is it going to be released? How many units will you have? What are we looking at in the near future?
Sure. So this is a situation that's literally changing by the hour. Since we issued a press release only on Wednesday, just barely, not even 48 hours ago, we've had constant demand, and we have a website, if I may.
Absolutely.
CoronaCheckTest.com, one word, CoronaCheckTest.com, where we are taking orders and reservations right now for medical professionals in order for us to sell direct-to-consumer for home use. Would require an emergency use authorization from the FDA. We do intend to pursue that in due course. I can't say when, but for now, it's being made available to medical professionals, and we've seen tremendous demand not only off of the portal, the website, but from states. Several states are seeking large amounts. So, we're working literally around the clock. We expect the first large shipment to be here about 7 days from now. And then hopefully after that, we'll have a more regular supply of that. So we do not have inventory today, but it is on its way. And we should be able to hopefully be starting to fill some of these orders by this time next week. But we can't guarantee that.
Okay. Well, thank you both so much. Do you have anything else to add?
No, but thanks for the opportunity for us to speak on it.
Yes, thank you both very much. We were talking to Ron Baker and Jonathan Cohen from 2020 BioResponse, company that's soon to release a COVID-19 antibody quick test for field use. Check out 2020 BioResponse's website at coronachecktest.com. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.